you call a lump on your arm, and it has a big core in it, and it drains.
In some cases, they call it a rising.
Okay.
In some cases, they call it a bruise place, you know, that you, that bruise and hadn't taken care of it, and it swelled up.
What if it has more than one core in it? Have you ever heard it called anything else?
Let's see. One core they call rise. Seven core they call it. Oh, it's just me, yeah, I tell you. I don't know. I don't know what that goes to a human or not, but I know when they have their own horses up there, they call it just a little.
All right, what about when that bowl arises and opens up?
Yeah.
What's the stuff that drains out?
They call it corruption or something, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a...
goes through my arm.
Yeah, what would you call? You say, look, I have a...
I was going through your arm. I've had a bullet hole through my arm, I know. Yeah.
Or say somebody, if somebody got stabbed or something, and you go to a doctor, you say, you got a doctor to look at the...
Stabbed wound.
Okay. Now, what is a kind of... when a wound doesn't heal clean, and why... grainy type substance might form around the edge. Sometimes it has to be cut or burned out with alum. It's, do you have a name for that?
In a lot of cases, I think they won't heal. Sometimes it's sugar. And sometimes maybe it's run long enough to be canceled.
Have you ever heard anybody call it proud flesh?
Well, yes, they call it proud flesh sometimes, but that's still on the same order of sugar.
All right, if you get just a little cut in your finger, what do you put on it to avoid infection? It's brown and it stings.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. There's something they give. It's a white bitter powder in capsules. And they used to take it for a cold or for malaria.
Quinine.
Mm-hmm. If a man was shot and didn't recover, you say that he...
He was shot and didn't recover.
Uh-huh. He didn't.
And he died.
Now, are there any ways you can say that when... to spare people's feelings? I mean, if you don't want to say died, if you ever say anything else, you know, if you don't have to be
body. Well, yes, you can say that. He passed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think of any other things you might say rather than die?
Died and passed and, I don't know anything else you can say right there. What do you say? What's the word?
Are there any funny ways of saying about somebody dying? Humorous ways?
Well, you could say, I don't know, you could say he's gone, or he's passed, or he died, or he...
You ever heard anybody say, kick the bucket?
Yes, that's one of the old ways of saying it. Kick the bucket, yeah. You kick the bucket.
Sometimes